I think characters divide into various sorts. Some who are born funny, some achieve funniness, and some have humour sort of thrust upon them. And I suppose in the first category, you've got something like a Boris. And I'd say
who is just naturally
like,
comic and is a national figure,
well,
immediately recognisable.
You know, and he, you know, he's now managing London. Looks like he can't manage his hair. And after the elections last week, you've got a situation where he is now under no overall control. He is his own man, and normal rules do not apply to Boris. Maybe it's a sign that we've had enough of the blandness of politics. I think there will be people who just voted for the sense of humour. You have to see if he'll be quite as funny if he becomes Prime Minister.
It's interesting that you pick somebody who's not in the Cabinet. I mean, he's been re-elected Mayor of London. When you look at the Cabinet, even though, say, they're in the midst of this great drama, all kinds of things going on, and
David
coalition.
Cameron. No, I don't think David Cameron knows who half the people in the Cabinet are. I think this is the thing. But I think there's always a case when a new government comes in of recognition. And I think it was Kitty Muggeridge who said about David Frost that he rose without trace. And this is a Cabinet, uniquely, which seemed to have risen without trace. I mean, there was Andrew Lansley and Phil Hammond and Andrew Mitchell. I used to say that, sort of William Hague voice, he used to say that this was a stealth Cabinet. People you've never heard of doing things you wouldn't believe. Because if you showed pictures of these three, you know, Mitchell and Lansley and Hammond, Phil Hammond to the electorate, people wouldn't know who they were. I think you could show a picture of Phil Hammond to Mrs. Hammond and, you know, she would just say that he was vaguely familiar because, you know, he looks like you might have just vaguely seen him in the carpet department of John Lewis or something. And I think there is a certain amount to be said for the familiarity. When Labour were in power, or when they came to power, they were already, you know, Brown and Blair and Blunkett and Mandelson and Prescott. They were familiar. So there's always that.
And were they? Were they already? So, because you captured all them brilliantly. And were they already figures who were immediately recognisable? I can't remember in 97. Obviously, Mandelson, I suppose. Yeah, that lot were.
I think they were sort of very media savvy and they'd been around a lot. I think they were familiar. So they sort of came formed as opposed to rising and say without trace. But as far as the sort of born funny, achieve humour or have humour thrust upon them, I mentioned Boris. Eric Pickles, I think, has a great comic potential. But over time, with various slip ups and the way things go, people, they do deliver more and more hostages to fortune. And Cameron and Clegg are getting into that category now. I mean, when you've moved from the Rose Garden to now a relaunch in a tractor factory in Basildon and the symbolism of that. Things like, you know, the Rebecca Brooks horse and the pasties and granny taxes, they start to accumulate
comedy.
And things that are symbolic, things you can imagine Steve Bell would caricature very readily. So there are things by which you recognise them. And there are some which, as I say, you still don't quite know exactly what they're doing. But over time, they do start to inherit characteristics.
But it's interesting, if you take someone like Eric Pickles, who is a big character, would an audience know who you were impersonating? Is
Is that disconnect. I think people have switched off to some extent. And ironically, and also the policies are much more complicated. And they sometimes, I think, rely on the personality of politicians to inform their politics. If they don't know who these people are, they really don't know what is going on and they don't follow what is being done. And I think we are in that situation now. And the appeal of somebody like a Boris or even a George Galloway, you know, my name, I'm George Galloway, and don't I know it? You know where you stand with George Galloway. It's people who are instantly recognisable. I mean, George Osborne, if you hear him on the radio, I mean, I don't think people would recognise George Osborne. He's starting to, you look at him and he's got that sort of half smile and glazed look like somebody who's trying to work out a joke that he was told 20 minutes ago.